Episode 1206, It's Okay to Be You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, and I hope that you are filled with joy today, because guess what? It's okay to be you. It's Mindset Monday. Let's jump in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, when you awoke this morning, what was the first comparison trap you walked into? Because you know, it's okay to be you. But do we really want to settle for who we are? Always chasing the dreams of someone else, wishing we could have their notoriety, scrolling through the social media feed to distract us from reality. Be honest, how did that make you feel? Ready to conquer the world, or maybe it slowed down you chasing your dream? With all the fabulous technology, there are so many ways to get caught up in the world, watching it pass us by instead of being center stage in the world God designed for you. Yes, you are center stage. You are important. You are a VIP, a very important person. So why make yourself feel less? Why adopt the mindset that you don't measure up? I do it. Some mornings more than others, even afternoons. I can be sitting in the carpool line, watching all these well-to-do mamas pick up their children, wishing I had their body type, their thick, long hair, their well-proportioned bodies. And me? Well, that's a different story. Thin hair that needs to be colored to cover the grays, the hips that enter the room before the smile can be seen, the thighs that are strong and mighty. Yeah, comparison happens. It happens to all of us. Then what happens? What happens when you're caught in that comparison? Will you lose sight of what God has in store for you, His dreams for your life? For I know the plans I have for you. He doesn't at all say, I'm making you to become like, you fill in the blank. Who do you compare yourself to? A sister? A network marketing genius? Someone who's doing very well in the business you're in? Your very best friend, a famous actor or actress, maybe it's even your next door neighbor. You were created in God's image. So who are you to compare yourself to? You are the daughter of a king. It's okay to be you. But why do we struggle so much when it comes to keeping our eyes on the side of our road? Have you ever noticed that when you're driving, the car goes in the direction you look? We know this, right? That's why we say, keep your eyes on the road. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Keep your eyes on your road. When you do that, you're going in the direction God is leading. You reverse the distraction because you're focused on His direction. It's His GPS, right? That's really the recalculating that you want to do. But you have to keep your eyes on the road. Now, how can you really do this when ultimately you are feeling less than able? Think about it. Go back to the carpool line. What are you telling yourself? How are you comparing? When you start comparing, I want you to say, even out loud, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. A very simple statement. One of my favorite verses in Philippians 4:13. In fact, I use it so much to sustain me throughout the day that it becomes more of my motto. My life scripture. When I begin to question, I simply say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. It's not of me, but of Him. He conquers my day. He grants me endurance for the season. God gives me strength. The Lord is my shepherd. He's your shepherd. He will not lead you astray. So what happens when you get stuck in the comparison trap? Number one, stay committed to God's strength. Lean on Him. You don't have to sit here and carry this 30-pound weight all by yourself. Let God carry it for you. Simply say what? Yes, I can do all things through Christ. Call out on Him. Stay committed to God's strength. Number two, speak the truth. You can do all things through Christ. He wouldn't give you this dream and plant this seed in your head and water it and day by day allow it to grow and mature just to kind of pull the rug out from underneath you. No, speak the truth. You can do all things through Christ. Number three, sustain the truth as you walk your journey. The Lord is your shepherd. He's the best GPS system in the world. Give up Siri already. Have you not seen those news reports where they end up going downstairs? Yeah, you do not want to be led astray. The world's way is not God's way. Sustain the truth as you walk in His path. He's leading it. He's your shepherd. Follow Him. It's okay to be you. Now, I know it's not going to be easy, and you may need some help with this. I mean, come on, go back to the carpool line. Maybe it's not the carpool line for you. Maybe it's the grocery store line. Maybe it's your Instagram stories. Wherever you find yourself falling into the comparison trap, you got to figure a way to escape it. And sometimes, yes, it's hard to do it by yourself. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Maybe you've never experienced coaching. Maybe you don't understand the power of coaching. But it is one gift that God has given me, and He wants me to gift it to you. Be bold today, because it's okay to be you. Click on that link in the show notes. Let's begin the conversation. I look so forward to hearing from you. Now, you know what? Being you isn't easy. I know you're probably going through seasons. Maybe you're in one right now struggling. Maybe you're going through a transition. Maybe it's not something that you are wishing you could, you know, escape from, but it's just something that you're going through. I want you to know right now that it's okay to be you. Now, is it going to be easy? No. Is it possible? Yes. Why? Because nothing is impossible. Today, I want you to be present. I want you to be incredible. And most importantly, I want you to smile and be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.